Yud Dalad Nissan, Erev Pesach, Friday the 3rd of April, Rabbi Yehoshua Mary Freshwater, in Yonei Seder.
We have a whole side Wavoide from starting from Metzashem. Now we come in the midst of Mavsek Achilles Chometz and Bia Chometz till after Me'etz Hashem, till after Nirtzu, till after the Laila Saida, one long Saida, Saida Wavoyne. Koine call, the Toyag Doshe in Pashas Boy, gives the mitzvah, Ach, Bayoim Hudishain, Tashpisi, Se'or Mebetaychem. There's a mitzvah of Hashpusis Chometz. And the Toyag says, Balilue, Balimutze, there's a loisese, Balilue, Balimutze, we mustn't have chumetz, the whole gvil, every person in his shis has to be mashmiz a chumetz, and he shouldn't be over the isse of Balilue, Balimutze. So what's the pshat by Yom Edishon? So the Gemara in Psuchim explains, by Yom Edishon does not mean the first day of Pesach, but Yom Edishon means the day before Pesach, which means, eight of Pesach, now, it says, Ach b'yoyim rishoyim tashpisi, so the Gemara says, Ach means by chatzos. As soon as it comes chatzos, one has to be mekayim the mitzvah of tashpisi, so mebetaychem. So what's the pshat tashpisi, so mebetaychem, the word tashpisi? So the word tashpisi according to Rashi is koilel two things. It's koilel, bitl chumetz. Because the Torah says tashbisi, the Torah doesn't say tevari. So one can be mekayim by saying the chumetz is nechshav ba'aynai. Ka'af le'da'ala, one is mekayim in the midst of hashbusas chumetz. It says hashbusa ba'aychis. The chumetz is in my eyes like nothing. You're ready mekayim by name tashbisi. Or you mekayim tashbisi by actually being mevaye the chumetz. Kipshito, tashbisi so. Tosis says no, Tashbisi, we'll soon see why Tosis learns Tashbisi cannot mean Bittul. Tosis learns the reason why Bittul helps is not because you're being Mekayim Tashbisi, because Bittul, you're being Mafke the Chometz. So by me Mafke the Chometz is pushed to Aitze, a patent how not to be over by your Balissa. The Chometz is not yours, you're not over, you're Mafke the Chometz. That's a shit, that's other shit in the shame. But Al Kapurim, Tashbisi, you can zicher be Mekayim Tashbisi, by being Mashbis the Chometz, by destroying the Chometz. So the Gemara brings the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehide, Achachomim, Rabbi Yehide learns, Ein Bia Chometz Eilis Reife. You can only be Mekayim the Mitzvah Bia Chometz, by burning the Chometz. How do we know you can only be Mekayim the Mitzvah Bia Chometz by burning? So the Gemara them Sochem, that there's a limit from Noitza. Says by Noitza, if one left over the korm after the time, when one's allowed to eat the korm, you have to burn it. Therefore, we learn a limud that chometz, the way to be mashvis the chometz, is also through sreifa. Chometz say no, there's no chiv dafke b'sreifa. Af mefader v'zoyre l'riach imate liyon. Also through destroying the chumetz in any other mean, and any other way, mefare v'zoyleriach, making it to crumbs and on letting it the wind spread it around, or putting it in the yam, you don't need to mekayim dafke b'sreifa. So that's the push of the machloikas of yidn chachomim. How we mekayim the mitzvah of bia chumetz. The Gemara though says in Dafid Beis, even though Rabbi Yehuda says Bia Chometz is Besreifa, the Gemara says the following words: it's only Shaloi B'Sha'as Bi'iroi, not in the time when one is Mechuyev to be Mevay the Chometz. Then you have to do it Besreifa. Aval B'Sha'as Bi'iroi, when the Chiyev is to be Mevay the Chometz, B'Chol Dova, then you're mevayi, you can be mevayi even according to Rabbi Yehuda in any way. You do not need to carry dafke b'sreifa. So again, Rabbi Yehuda, Gemara says, when is the chiyav according to Rabbi Yehuda b'sreifa? When is the machlokes of Yehuda nachachomim? Shaloi b'shas b'iroi. B'shas b'iroi, which means B'shas, we'll see what B'shas B'ira means, the time when there's a chiyah to mevayah the chometz, then everyone is moida, you can be mashmas b'chol dover. So what does it mean, shaloi b'shas B'ira? What does it mean, b'shas B'ira? So we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, shaloi b'shas B'ira means, if you're being mevayah before chatzos, if you mevayit before chatzos, then be mevayit b'seifa. Now, why should he be being mevayit before chatzos? The reason is because even though min ha'toyda the mitzvah is to be mashvis the chometz by chatzos daika, chachomim were makdim it 1 hour because chachomim were choishish that maybe a person will make a mistake or will be busy. The Gemara explains why this mistake will happen, and therefore, by the time of the chiyuv b'yom min ha'toyda, he might make a mikshel. Therefore, chachomim were makdim it 1 hour to the beginning of the 6th hour instead of the beginning of the 7th hour, which is chatzos. Chazal were makdim it. So Rashi says, when does a behidah say you have to burn it? Only shaloi b'shas b'iroi if you're being makdim it. But b'shas b'iroi, it is the chiyuv is. A b'shas b'iloi, which means if for any reason someone left it by mistake till after chatzos, then even a behidah is moed you can do it b'chol dover. Tosfos says no. Adrabah, the other way around. Shaloi b'shas b'iloi means later on after chatzos. Then the chiv is raifa because then the chiv meratoyde. Then the limud. Mash enke shaloi b'shas b'iloi earlier on, like we were doing it. Then according to everyone, the chiv is mufar b'zayleriach. So, who is the halucha? Halucha is like a b'hida, halucha is like a chachomim. So the machloek is a shoynim. Rashi paskens, chibis Rashi, that the halucha is like a b'hida, ein b'ya chometz eil israifer. Other shoynim say, no, mefare v'zoyre l'riach. So, if you want to be choyshish l'shittas Rashi, the halucha is like a b'hida, so you have to burn the chometz. But then again, According to Rashi's pshat, which Rashi learns, sheloi b'shas b'iroi, which means even before the time of b'chometz, then the chiv is b'seifa. So the reason why we actually burn the chometz is because we're choishish to the shittas l'shoinim, to Rashi's shitta, the ain't b'chometz eil seifa, and then an additional chemra, we're choishish to the shittas Rashi, according to Rabbi Hida, sheloi b'shas b'iroi, which means earlier before chatzos, then a contravidus b'seifa. But we could be mekayim according to Tosfos. We could be mekayim Rabbi Hida shitta even by being mefare b'zayleriach. So that is the reason why we are makmit to burn the chometz. The emes is we even noyeg to be makdim it even earlier than the chachomim told us, even earlier than shul sheshes. We do it soif shul chamishes. What's the reason why we do it soif shul chamishes? The reason is because we're noyig to be mevatel the chometz a second time. Because last night we were mevatel all the chometz, and still because we left some chometz over. So we're scared that the chometz are left over, there might be a mikshel. So we're noyig to be mevatel chometz a second time by being chometz. Now if we're going to wait till after the sixth hour, it's usa medrabuna. So it's usa bahanua, the chometz doesn't belong to you anymore. Medrabuna. Something doesn't belong to you, you can't be mevatel it anymore. It's not your shis to be mevatel it. The chometz is not yours, how can you mevatel it? So therefore, we are makdim to do it just before the sixth hour. Sof shul chamishes. So therefore, the chometz is still mine, because it's still mitzvah ba'anua medrabuna. Therefore, I can be mevatel it. So, min ha'toyda is manis chatzos. Chachomim came with makdim it 1 hour earlier, because they were scared to be a mikshah. We makdim even earlier, because we want to be mevatel chometz, and we can't be mevatel chometz after shul shishes. So there's a famous chakira from the Minchas Chinuch, and it's Emerson. So it sees many poskim speak about this chakira. He has a chakira in the mitzvah of Tashmisi Seor Mebutaychem, which he explains means either Biyachomet Besreife, or means Mefarah Bezoliriach, or means Bittel, Kibakaimu with Bittel. What is this chiv? Can you be mekayim nischiyev b'shev al tase? Which means, it comes the time of chatzos, and a person doesn't have chometz. so he's mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because he doesn't have any chometz nizah shis. You can mekayim the mitzvah b'sheva al tase. Or says the minchas chinuch, maybe no. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah b'sheva al tase. You have to have chometz and burn the chometz. Then you mekayim it. If you didn't have chometz, you're not over any issa. Because Baruch Hashem, you won't be over bali lu bali mutz. You haven't got any chometz. There's no chiyev to buy chometz. If you have chometz, then there's a chiyev to be mekayim the mitzvah of tashmisi. But if you don't have chometz, you weren't over any issa, but you weren't mekayim the mitzvah of tashmisi. That's a chakir of the Menachas Chinuch. Are you mekayim the mitzvah of tashmisi b'shem v'al tase? My nafgimina. We know there's always any to be mahadab mitzvahs, the moshul tzitzis. There's no chiyev to go tzitzis. But klal yisrael, I'm a doctor, to buy a bag of dalet kamfas to put tzitzis up. So if someone doesn't have chometz on erev Pesach, clean out all his chometz. If we learn, you can mekayim the mitzvah b'sheva al tase. There's no inyan b'chlal. There's no sin b'chlal to go and buy chometz b'mashmiset. We mekayim the mitzvah b'sheva al tase. If, however, there's a chiyuv, you can only be mekayim the mitzvah of tashmisi by going and bepoil being mashmiset chometz. So there'll be an inyan, a hiddle, to go buy chometz and be mashmiset chometz. That's one nafkimin. Another nafkimin is whether you have to have kavuna to mekayim the mitzvah when you burn the chometz. If the mitzvah is bekim v'asai, the mitzvah is you have to go burn the chometz, the mitzvah is the burning the chometz. If you are misasik, you didn't have in mind to mekayim the mitzvah, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is b'shev al taaseh, fact, I never had chometz. If I never had chometz, I'm mekayim the mitzvah tashmisi. There's another few nafkiminis. For example, if someone had bought chometz, someone bought chometz, and he wants to burn it. Comes someone else, he's choytim the mitzvah, he chaps the chometz, and he burns it. It's a bakanta klal, the Gemara says a chilin, if you choytim the mitzvah of someone, you have to pay. If the mitzvah is bekim v'asai, so it's called choytim mitzvah. If the mitzvah is b'shev v'al taseh, so it's not called choytim mitzvah. V'chayinu v'chayinu, nafkiminis, in this kim ha-mitzvah, if the mitzvah is bekim v'asai, or b'shev v'al taseh. So the Menachas Chinuch wants to be toilet on a machloikis. The emes is lemasa to machloikis to kama gedoy l'achroinim. Kama gedoy l'achroinim, Kiva Aige learns the pshat and Avna Neizer learned the pshat the chiyiv is bekim v'esai. You're not yoyt to the mitzvah tashbisi if you just by not having chometz. Shainke and other poiskim say no. The B'l'chaim and other poiskim, many other poiskim say no. The chiyav e yo yoyt the mitzvah just by not having chometz yoyt the mitzvah.
Would the nafkimina be? Let's say if you've got a household and there's a lot of men in the house, yin galat, bochrim and that sort of thing. Does everybody have
that? Mamash that's a nafkimina. Mamash that's another nafkimina. Mamash another nafkimina. For example, this is when we mamash a practical nafkimina. If yin galat and bochrim over bar mitzvah, mesibim. Al Shulchan Aviyem. So according to the pshat that there's a chiyuv, there's a chiyuv, but you only mekayim the mitzvah bekim v'asai. So the father should at least be makin them b'shtuk kizayis chometz, so they can mekayim the mitzvah. However, if the key mitzvah b'shem al tasa, so they yoytze without that aitze. So the Menachas Chinuch brings a raya from Shittas Tosfos. We mentioned before the machloikis whether tashbisi means bittel or tashbisi means a bir chometz. So Rashi says Tashpisi means bittul, and Toisa says, how could Tashpisi mean bittul? How could Tashpisi mean bittul? Because Minah HaToyri, when you're supposed to be mebatal the chometz, after Chatzos. But after Chatzos, says Toisa, the chometz is usim b'hanua. So you can't be mebatal the chometz. Therefore, says Toisa, the pshat and Tashpisi cannot mean bittul, because you cannot be mevatel after this man issa, and min hatoyde the chiyuv is after chatzos. But there, agav, it's very interesting. Tzishtel from the Ragged Shabbat makes a tzishtel to the machloikas Rashi and Tosfos here, where the word tashbisi can mean bittel. He makes a goynish tzishtel to the pusing of Pasha b'chikoysai v'hishbati chayiru min hudetz. So the machloikas tanuim whether v'hishbati means that there will be no chai yisruas at all le'usid lovoi, where people are living, or the pshat is they'll be there. They'll be there, but they won't be mazik. V'yishbati means, I'll take away their koyach azik. So, zukta nagit shavi, if you see, v'yishbati chayiru min uretz, tashbisi of the chayiru, does not mean you'll be mevaya it, that they won't be there. It means there'll be mevaya, the eichos hadova. There won't be any more chayiru, they won't be able to be mazik. So that's a daya, on that shitta, the tashbisi, kamin bitl, the gewalta gezishta. Al Kapunim, what's Toysis Tana Rashi? Toysis Tana is that if Tashbisi means Bittul, if it means Bittul, then how could it be battle after this man Issu? So, Tana de Minchas Chinuch, and Be'emesne says in Chedisha Ramban, the Rashi was Shvekat Rashi. Tashbisi doesn't mean go be mevatel lechometz. If Tashbisi means be mevatel lechometz, we can say the Toys has a starke kasha Rashi. How could Tashbisi mean bitla? How could you go be mevatel lechometz after chatzas after zmanisse? If Tashbisi though means you should see that it shouldn't be any chometz there by chatzas, doesn't mean go poil be mashbis chometz. So Rashi is very good. Be mevatel lechometz before chatzas. See by chatzas the chometz be mevatel. So says the Minchas Chinuch. The Choyde, it's a machlaikis, Rashi, Toysis, what the chiv of Tashbisi is. Toysis learns Tashbisi is bekim ve'esai, and Rashi learns it kibim mekayim even be'eshev al tase. So now the Minchas Chinuch goes a step further, and he says, according to Toysis, where the chiv is bekim ve'esai, the only way you can mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisi is by being mashbis l'chumas bepoyel. So he goes a step further. The Torah says this man of the Kima Mitzvah is by Chatzos. That's the time to make the Mitzvah. Tashbisi Chometz, Ach Bayoim Edition, Ach Mitz Chatzos. So if you mevay the Chometz earlier, like the Chachom Bwamasakim, to do it Tchilah Shu Shishis, or like we're Noyeh, to do it Sav Shu Chamishis, even though we're being Bepoil Mashmiz Chometz, we're still not being Mekai the Mitzvah according to Torah. Because the Torah says, Bayoim Edition, Ach, and Chazal Mefarish, Ach Mitz Chatzos. Frägt der Mechas Chinuch, Chazal, wo mevatel, a mitzvah, men a teurer, da schmiss es auch, me beteichem. We know, Chazal haben no koyach, me mevatel a mitzvah legamli. A muschel, tkiya shoyfe, Chazal said, Shabbos, you don't blow shoyfe. So, the word oiki, the mitzvah blow shoyfe, because only when it's chal be Shabbos, you don't blow shoyfe. When it's chal be choyer, one blow shoyfe. Aber to be in ganzen, oiki, a mitzvah. So Minchas Chinuch wants to say, he says he found in Shlu this he saw, that Chazal can be oike a mitzvah reshis. Mitzvah kiyimis, Chazal can be oike lemigda milse. So Lemaase, what do we see from Yaakapunim? Minchas Chinuch learns the mitzvah of Tashbisi min hatoide. According to Toises, one is only mekayim by chatzos, and because we are be mekayim, the mitzvah chachomim, we're mekayim the mitzvah Tashbisi medivah sofrim. But the mitzvah min hatoide medivah sofrim, we're not mekayim. The emes is lechoide, according to this mahalach, choide is yoitz mizeh, that according to our shita, that we do it besof shuchamishis, we're not even mekayim the mitzvah d'rabbanan according to this, because the mitzvah d'rabbanan is to do it b'tchila shur shishis. So l'choyde, because we want to be mevatel l'chometz again, it comes according to understanding the Minchas Chinuch, we're not being mekayim even the mitzvah d'rabbanan. So I push it. We're going to assume be mekayim the mitzvah of bi chometz. So what exactly are we being mekayim? Because if you don't have it, you're not mechiyah to do it. Only if you have chometz.
You're still mechiyah. See, everybody's mechiyah in Tashbisa. Yeah, that's not that's a chiyah.
Yeah.
Shal is how you mekayim it, either by not having or by burning. But you're still, even no. Somebody who hasn't got chometz,
yeah.
He's mekayim it.
Not according to that tzad.
Because he saw that he hasn't got
chometz. No, not according to that tzad in Mechas Chinuch. That tzad in Mechas Chinuch learned, you'll be mekayim bal yiru bal yimutza, but you won't be mekayim Tashbisa. Tashbisa means take chometz and burn it. Like tzitzis. You don't have to have a big adult canvas. If you have a big adult canvas, you're mekayim the mitzvah. That's how the Minchas Chinuch learns. And it says, Rabbi Kiva Eger also says noikin like that. When it says shitta with quite a few poskim who hold the shitta. You're only mekayim the mitzvah if you have it. So, according, what mitzvah we're going to be mekayim? It says, zecher, we're being mekayim hachun of a bal yiru bal yimutza. It says, according to everyone, bal yiru bal yimutza is b'shev al tase. According to Rashi, lechoyde we mekayim tashbisi, because when it comes chatzos, we're not going to have chometz. Whether mekayim the mitzvah drabunan is yesh le'stapik because it's before the shushishis. according to the Mechas Chinuch understanding, according to Tosis, would not be Mekayim. Again, one could argue, even according to Tosis, I'm being Mekayim to Shmisi, because the reason why I'm doing it is because I'm scared of Bachatzos, I might make it to us. So one could say that Samus, even according to the Mechas Chinuch, according to Tosis, one being Mekayim to Shmisi. It's a very interesting thing that in order to be sure that we won't be nechshal in the chashash of chometz, we forgo the mitzvah of tashmisi min atoida, in order to be sure that we won't be nechshal, because we could wait for chatzos and burn the chometz by chatzos. It's yedia mefilsim that, as I said before, a society who avoided from the Zman of Biyah Chumetz till after the Kiyim Mitzvah Halayla of the Seder, the Gnekid of burning the Chumetz is the gate of Siyah Maida, Mevay the Chumetz, and the Kiyim, the Mitzvah Halayla Seder, is the Mitzvah of Asay Tov. It's an interesting thing. Derech Klal, we know, it's a Pshat, Remes, Trishot, Fuchalukim of Toidim. We find here by Pesach, the Baal HaPshat say, they find it difficult to understand, and say, here we have to just say the Tam HaRemes, the Tam HaDrish. The Radvaz, the Yedir, the Radvaz, Shivis Radvaz, ask a question. Why is Issa Chumet so Chumet, more than any other Issa in the Toidim? What's the pshat in this? Usa b'mashihi, chimnes agab b'chimnes, says the Radvaz, he's answering a tshiva al-pi pshat, there's no other way to understand, unless we explain that chumetz is medames for the koyach hasutn, for the koyach hayayitzahadah, and bivaya the chumetz, yubim, is the, Rabbeinu Shlom gives the koyach, just like by Yitzias Mitzrayim, he went out of Memtei Shara Timu, l'chayis ha-nefesh. Therefore, by each year, by burning the chumetz, we have the koyach to mevaya, the koyach of the yaitzahala, which is why we have to be machna, filled with mashi, because it's medamas and the yaitzahala b'mashi is also no good. And the Advaz explains, this is the pshat. This is the pshat in Ashbus's chumetz. The push of the pshat is the remez and the drish, which means to mevaya the koyach of the sut and the koyach of the yaitzahala. The Minai Sosa explains, that's why the mitzvah min atoide is dafke b'shur ben shesh l'sheva. The reason is because the koyach of the sultan, the koyach of the rabbi oilam, is nimshach min the shaydish of the chet u'demirishn. The chet u'demirishn was ben shesh l'sheva. Then later on, it was the koyach of the rabbi was strengthened by the chet ha'aygel. The Chet Ha'Aygel was Bushesh, Boishesh. The same thing. The Chet Ha'Aygel was also by Shesh L'Sheva. Which is why the mitzvah of Biyah Chometz by Eitzim and Atoide is being given by Shesh L'Sheva. Basically, the Zohar HaKadosh asks a question. If Chometz is such a terrible thing, Chometz is Meramez and the Sultan and the Yaitzah Hoda, as Mefarshim explained, Chumetz is meramez on the in the kid of this nasis. Chumetz is meramez that it's not the poil of the person. A person makes the isa. The fact that it rises, that is not the avoid of the person who made the isa. That happened later on in itself. That's meramez on a person going away from the kavunas hayitzid, the kavunas of the Bein Shlom, as the Bein Shlom created the tachlis habriyah. So if it's such a terrible thing, so why is only Usa 7 days a year? And why a whole year do we eat chumetz the whole time? Remember, see the Shabbos, the Yom Tov, I mean, chumetz, lechem, has a special role in Yiddishkeit. Any other, even less severe Issa, is Usa, it's mitzvah. So it says the Zohar HaKadosh, the Enoch HaNamah, But the koyach of eating matzah 7 days a year is such a strong rachnistike koyach that through the eating matzah 7 days a year, we are not affected by eating chometz the whole year round. And especially in Chodesh Nissan, which Chodesh Nissan is the Rosh HaChadoshim, the whole year is Nechlau, Beitzeh, B'Chodesh Nissan. As we see, Chodesh Nissan is called Chodesh Ho'oviv, which Oviv is Av Yid Bais. It's the Av for all the Yid Bais Chadoshim. So that explains the Shari Yisucha, the Pshat in the Pusik. Shivas Yomem Toichal Matzois, Lemoyad Chodesh Ho'oviv. Shivas Yom Toichal Matzos. You should eat 7 days matzos. Why 7 days matzos in the whole year not matzos? If chometz is so bad, the Torah says lemoyay, because now is the time chodesh ho'oviv. It's the chodesh which is the hour for the old yid bais chadushim. And by these 7 days refraining from eating chometz, one is not affected by eating chometz the whole year. There's a famous story with the Harvest Yisrael of Vishnitz. He was making bedikas chometz. So he had was with him. He was helping him, going with the candle, being boydig, b'chayin nevistokin. So after he finished the avoid of the b'dikas chometz, he gave his mekirim the candle. He said, "No, now please be boydig king, be boydig b'lev, help me take out the chometz. See where we need to be, what the problem is, what's it, betalim esaleh, which you need to be mevaya." So the Mekirim answered straight away, "Rebbe, samukim sha'ayim machnisim by chometz, I'm a tzorch bedike." So we see, in connection to this which you're explaining, that the mitzvah of chometz is the koyach of being mevaya, the koyach adam or oilam, we can understand the mitzvah of matzah. The Torah is mechayiv t'ib matzah. What's the pshat, the mitzvah of matzah? What's the zeich of matzah? Is Ramesson, it's two in unum, Rashi explains the Pashas boy. Matzah is called lechem oini, that's the remes for the shibbet mitzrayim, the lechem oini, which we serve the mitzrayim. It's also a remes for the geila. Why is it a remes for the geila? Because, as the Pusik explains, and we say in the Aguda, we have to explain this when we say the Aguda. The reason is because we had to rush out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, there was no time to be mashed the chometz. It should come to mashed the east. It should come with the chometz. It came with the matzah. The question is, why is the zeicher done on the nekidah, which is not the nekidah who ikris of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim? You want to make a zeicher lechayris? There's many ways you can make a zeicher lechayris. Why do you want to make a zeicher lechayris on the nekidah that you're rushing out of Mitzrayim? The nekidah of rushing is not the main point which you should be thinking about. Why is the zeicher matzah dafke, as the Torah says, ki v'chipuzo in Yitzhusim ayat Mitzrayim? And we say in our Aguda, al shlei hispik b'tzaykam shlei v'sayin ilachmetz. So the I want to also be makdim. The Lusha Chazal say lechem oini she'oinin ulav dvudim harbe. It's called oini she'oinim ulav dvudim harbe. One says on the matzah many things. So I want to say maybe a pshat. What's a shelechem oini she'oinim ulav dvudim harbe? So the noyde behida the Lusha Satzlach and the Bnei Soscha say one pshat. What's the inyan of the chepuzim? See, a dear, we peace through them, we suffer them, that Yidn, if were being Nishka in the Koyches HaTimah, whilst they were Mitzrayim, and at the time of the Yitzir, they were in the danger of being lost completely forever, because they were Mamash at the end of the Memte Shara Leitimu. Therefore, for 1 minute, if they would have stayed 1 minute more in Mitzrayim, they would have been lost completely. They would not be zoiche to be the Amal Nivcha, they would not be zoiche to be Kabbal the Toide, they would not be zoiche to Nishmas Yisrael, because there would have been a chayli pushed of Mitzah. It would have been possible maybe to take them out. Maybe take them out, but Gifniyas, there shouldn't be Avudim anymore. But the chayli Kerachniyas, the Ge'ilis HaNefesh wouldn't have happened because they would have been lost in the Timis Mitzah. That's why the Bayesh need to take them out. The second, mamash b'chipuzay mamash. So, when we sit beside there, we can think, And the zecher is two in yunim of simcha. One is the yunim in of geilas hagif, because we were suffering in Mitzrayim, we wouldn't be in the part of Mitzrayim. The next thing, which is the more important part, is the geilas hanefesh. The wazoichet become the amal nifcha, wazoichet v'lekach yeskham yilom, shenigru alayim melech malach hamluch makudesh buchi, yidin wazoichet eskalus ha-shchena, yidin w'nimshach after the shchena, and yidin became tovik makudesh buchi, became the amal nifcha. So, by concentrating, by the matzah, the ikis zeich is on the chipuzoin, was showing what's the important point that was so interested, we want to make the zeich, that we went up the chipuzoin. Why do you want to make this? Why do you want to make the simcha about the chipuzoin? To show that the ikis simcha of Leilitzis Mitzrayim is the ge'ilas ha-nefesh. And that was only by the chipuzoin. The ge'ilas ha-gif was not dafke caused by the chipuzoin. So by eating matzah, we're showing what's our simcha, ge'ilas ha-nefesh. So according to this, we can understand, lechem oini, she'oinim uladrum harbe. Pshat is azoi. How long does it, how can a person explain, we were zoichet to go out of Mitzrayim, we worked in Mitzrayim, we suffered in Mitzrayim, and the Baruch Hashem took us out. But they all has got a gvil. Lochni here hasn't got a gvil. Kol mi sheloi me toyer nishma, zoichet nedvur maharbe. Toyer is ariche, the mildness of toyer, ala ayin chayke. Therefore, Bamikaim the mitzvahs matzah lechem oini she'oinim ula through them harbe, because we're showing through the matzah the ikas simcha is the geilas hanefesh. Therefore, the nisim shakodesh baruch did to us, the toyves shakodesh baruch did to us, is the vurim harbe, because rachmi is the ketoyves or ad ein sof ein shir. So by eating the matzah, which is a zeichet nechepuzay, which shows the simcha hanefesh, that it causes lechem oini she'oinim ula through them harbe, that we can be misaper. The great lachesa which Hashem did to us, be my tzasayim, my eretz mitzrayim, and I'm sure to help you. My tzasayim, my tzasayim, and any influence, my hayliv, your mind, your mind. Amen.